At El Rancho Saguaro, the bull had slipped its rope. The cacti and the succulents were running out of hope. Oh, and to that town there came a plant nobody could deny. And he threw a lasso around that bull and pricked it with his spines. The Cactus Kid, in all the deeds that he did, looked danger in the face and never hid. Now the Iron Horse from Websville was due at 5:15. The Spider Gang was loaded up and looking mighty mean, with black carapace and blacker hearts and beady little eyes. Only one plant stood between a border town and its demise. The Cactus Kid with gleaming mustachio splendid, this town from spiders he would vow to rid. The succulents all hid at the saloon upon the hill, eight-legged bandits crawling forth to spill their chlorophyll. But posted in the calle was a plant we all admire. When the spider gang came into town, his pistols opened fire. To find a spider thorax was each bullet's one desire, flinging viscera and spinnerets as bodies piled higher. When the leader of the spider gang came crawling through the mire, took a bullet to the right front leg and called for a ceasefire. The spider gang boss says,
"Ain't seen the last of me, of that you can be sure. That was my favorite leg, but I've got seven more. The spider gang leaves no unsettled scores. We'll be coming back and we'll be coming for
the Cactus Kid is the bane of